We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN talking Flint Hills Job Corps here today. Aaron Estabrook, John Chingway, Ed Klimek, our guests here. And I'm going to bring on John here on the program. We're talking a little bit about this groundbreaking that's going to take place next week. And John's a cement mason instructor with Job Corps. And this is a golden opportunity for you to get the students some hands-on work here in town.
Definitely. Any opportunity to have these students, you know, be able to get off the center. I mean, being in the cement trade, that's hard to do, to find off-center work and stuff. We had done a project in Ogden for Ogden Friendship House. We did a parking lot and stuff for them, and they were very pleased and to have my students be able to see the work, the quality of their work. But this Johnny Caw project is really exciting. I don't know if it's more exciting for me or for my students to be able to be off center, to get the exposure, for my students to be seen by contractors, some of the networking they're able to do and stuff like that. We want to talk about some of the safety that the students go through on, safety training they go through on center. All the trades, all the hard hat trades at Flint Hills Job Corps, we're all outreach instructors for OSHA 10, OSHA 30-hour, scaffold hazard awareness training. We also do a green awareness type program where the students are able to show to the contractors that they can save them money by measuring twice and only cutting once, reduce, reuse, recycle. My students come in as a pre-apprentice type situation, and when they complete, they're ready for an apprenticeship. So having this opportunity with Johnny Call and Ed and Aaron is very exciting. I don't know if you can hear the excitement in my voice or not. And this project has been going on for a while, and Ed's getting it together to try to get this thing rolling, and I just can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the what's a typical day like for those students here in cement masonry?
Well, at quarter to 8 in the morning, they start out. They're expected to be in trade. My trade in particular, I treat it like a job. So if they're late, they can be fired if they've had, you know, have a history of being late. We work on all the soft skills, and then we build them up. And by the time they go out the door, completed, they have the skills they need to start with an employer as an apprentice. So their daily thing is, it's constant, it's repetitive, over and over again. We get started, we get moving, we move on from task to task. As far as my students go, they'll start floating concrete, then they'll start mixing it themselves, then we'll order concrete. I always tell them, though, it's always the postage stamp of concrete because it's a small amount. So this larger amount that we're going to be involved in with the Johnny Collin project is something that these students need. You know, so when they head out to an employer, they understand what a lot of work is. Well, at least, you know, as far as Johnny Claw is concerned.
Well, you talk about the networking opportunities. How many of your students have gone on to successful careers?
Well, being in the Manhattan area, we are quite removed. We're even removed from the city of Manhattan by being out there on the edge of town. And most of my students aren't from here. They're from Wichita. They're from Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas. I would say we probably got about a 25% that actually go into a construction field. But it depends on where they're from. If they're from a small town like Hayes, or not Hayes, but these smaller towns, they pick up what they can. But their training, we teach them how to get up in the morning, how to stay awake, how not to fall down on the job, if you will. So it's all success driven.
One of the key factors at Job Corps is the Department of Labor really focuses on us working to do placement after somebody graduates from a trade with the certifications. They actually have staff that work with them through that transition and that placement into a new job, and that really is a focus that they do the job. They're going into the field that they've been trained in. That's not always the case, but they definitely have a kind of a really push to get matched, that matched with that trade.
A JTM.
JTM.
A job training match. I mean, we strive for that. Does it always happen? Well, we know it will. I mean, I didn't start out in this business wanting to do construction. my passion is electronics, or was, but look where I am. So I tell my students all the time, aim for the stars, hope for the moon. Once you attain the moon, aim for the stars again.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way we go about things. I want them to see that their success isn't always going to be where they start out. You know, it's always at the end. See the end.
A lot of the students that we are able to attract to Job Corps are, like you said, from out of the Manhattan area. But there's quite a few students that are from Manhattan. And one of the unique things that we offer at our Job Corps, in addition to we're one of four sites that have single parent dorms that also have a child development center for kids that are on campus, young toddlers on campus. But in addition to that, we also partner with USD 383 and offer a high school diploma program where we actually have there's four USD 383 teachers, employees that come out to Job Corps that are housed out there that work with students to get their actual diploma. And when they might be from Wichita, they might be from, you know, Arkansas or anywhere else, but they end up becoming a Manhattan High graduate, and they look back at Manhattan as where they came from through that process. So that's one way that we tie into the community. I just also wanted to kind of think, you know, most of my time at K-Man and here has been talking about public education and being on the school board, but through that process, we've had a new commissioner of education talk about the Kansas CAN and all these different efforts to become implemented into career tech and pathways for students graduating high school with a certificate. Those type of goals that have been set in the last 5-6 years by the Kansas Board of Education. But what I didn't realize, even as a school board member that was very vocal and advocating for those changes, was that Job Corps has been doing this for almost 53 years. That's really their bread and butter. They're creating young professionals, and they're giving them the certificates, the skills to go into the workforce and do the jobs that are going to pay well and make them a very highly functional member of our community.
You say very well paid, and these are very in-demand jobs here,
right,
in the community.
For example, there was a student recently that it graduated into a job, truck driving, starting at $60,000. That it's not unheard of for students to get jobs, you know, between $45,000 and $65,000 with the skills that they're given. And there's also advanced training options. Once they're done with these certifications, that they can go on and do more advanced skills, and that's where we're talking about higher paid, in demand jobs. They might go to a different job corps that offers that skill. For example, we had security that was offered at Manhattan, and then there were several that wanted to go on and get their advanced training in security and protective services. Now they're at the Carl Perkins Job Corps in Kentucky, and they are working to become Kentucky State Troopers. So that is, you know, just one of the various things. It's not just concrete, and all these students that come through, they are really focusing on those soft skills. They're learning the discipline. We hear all the time about millennials, you know, don't show up to work. They don't understand the importance of a hard day's work. Well, these kids are definitely the exception to that, if that is, in fact, what's going on.
And that's what we show them. And you know what? I'd really like to read our mission statement. And it, you know what? When I first read this, I'd never read it before I started as an instructor. But when I first read this, I live this. So our mission statement is to help disadvantaged youth develop self-esteem, confidence, respect for others, and pride in themselves through the quality and value of their work. Our goal is to enable our students to become productive citizens in our community and leaders in the workforce that we represent. Now that is just, this here is the cement side of it, but this covers all of us. This is what we do on a day-to-day basis out there at Job Corps. And most contractors don't even know we're there. Oh. You know, I mean, we have contractors across the street that aren't aware of what we do. They just think that we are some government Department of Labor you know, outfit, I'd like to make them more aware.
Right, you know. Right.
Well, and like you said, there's so many opportunities here for students locally here. How do people get more information?
Yeah, if a simple Google of Flint Hills Job Corps will bring up contact information that can call out to Job Corps and ask for anybody in admin. They can ask for me personally, Aaron Estabrook. And we are always seeking opportunities to show up at your event, to talk more, to present. We have an admissions department that is actively working to recruit. So if a simple Google will get you connected with us, and then we'll be more than happy to come to your event, to your club, to whatever it might be, a K-State presentation, a Rotary Lions Club, whatever. And just really want to open our arms to the community and say, hey, we're here. Don't you're looking for good students. We got them, and we're making more every day. And send us the ones that you want us to also help get on to the next step in their life.
Yeah. Stepping stone, stepping away.
Right.
And once again, a golden opportunity for that will be coming up on Monday. Ed, you want to highlight that one more time?
Oh, yeah. A couple of dates with Johnny Caw. So Monday, 4 o'clock at the Johnny Caw site, we're going to do the groundbreaking. Hopefully, Gay Man's going to be there.
You bet.
Good, because we'll have a couple of speeches. I believe the mayor's going to be there. And McCallan Gordon, who have been the construction managers, which you get to work with, which is really probably a real treat for the students as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there, and we'll do the groundbreaking. And I want to also, we're going to have a dedication, and Johnny Caw dedication. It's going to be the first Johnny Caw Days, and it will be on May the 9th. So mark that on your calendar. And Karen Hibbard from the CVB and several others are putting together a large celebration for the dedication of Johnny Caw, and we want the community to come out for that.
Okay, we'll mark our calendar here, too. Thank you guys for all this great information. Again, Aaron Estabrook, Ed Klimek, John Chingwei, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it here for this segment. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little Kansas Day when we return on In Focus News Radio, KMAN.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation.